Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Offsides and Slobberknocker. That is college football's top 25 and pro football. And we're winding down now at the end of the season, and we have a lot going on. And you come on over to the Trim Radio Network. You can listen in. You can buy merchandise. And you can be a part of our Trim Radio Network team. All you have to do is message us. The opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guests, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. And we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. And that song right there, Game Tonight, well, that's Kansas, and that's covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. Anyway, we have so much stuff going on right now, we're just going to kind of jump right on into it. What a wild, wild weekend it was this last week, and I'll tell you what, I really thought some of the games would not turn out the way that they did, but that's just how it goes. And we're going to start off right now by reading the AP Top 25. And boy, what a tough time it is for that. Because this one hurts me, especially when it comes down to Ohio State. Boy, they took it on the chin. And just not good. Not good at all. So I'll tell you what, let's go on over it. Let's look at the top 25. And let's go over it together. So what we had here is we have Georgia ranked number one, and we're going to go through the the coaches poll first. Georgia's number one. Michigan is number two, and they jumped up from number three to number two. Washington is number three. Florida State is number four. And if you guys saw those games, Georgia. You know what? Maybe that was one of the closest games Georgia had with Georgia Tech, I got to tell you. But rivalries will do that. And it's just hard to get around that stuff. Michigan, well, they didn't so much beat Ohio State as Ohio State beat themselves and just were outcoached. Outcoached in, as far as physicality, Michigan was not any more physical than what Ohio State was. It was just, they just did not come up on the right side. And I give it to Michigan. They came in there. They had a game plan. They stuck to it. And I'm not sure what happened with Ohio State, but they were not aggressive at all. So 0-3 for Ryan Day. We'll get into a little bit of that in just a minute. But then we got Washington, and Washington needed a field goal at the very end to come up on this one. And Florida State, they struggled a little bit with Florida, and they came back. Oregon, pretty much playing the best football of anybody in the country right now, in my opinion. They are just, it's going to be impressive to see this game coming up this weekend, Oregon and Washington. If Washington beats Oregon, then I'll tell you what, there's not a doubt in my mind they belong in the playoffs, no question about it. If Oregon upends Washington this time after Washington beat them earlier in the year, what do we do here? Washington's out. Oregon's in. It's just that simple. Can the next one, Florida State, take on, well, Louisville? We're going to find that out in the ACC championship. If Louisville upends Florida State, and Washington upends Oregon again, guess who goes in? Ohio State backs its way back into the playoffs. When you look at strength of schedule, when you look at the work and everything like that, and in all the polls right now, Ohio State is six. So it could very well happen. You see Ohio State back in the playoffs before Texas and Alabama. Alabama and Texas played teams that, I mean, come on, Alabama played a team that lost last week in an ugly fashion, Auburn, and got beat up last week. And Alabama had to have, I don't know what, if they made a deal with, that was just sheer luck this last week. Alabama was beat by Auburn. Auburn had them dead to rights. And somehow, again, in that Iron Bowl, the weirdest stuff happens every single time. And it happened again. And Alabama escaped it. I don't know how they escaped it. I shook my head. I couldn't, in disbelief. And I was just like, this is ridiculous. I can't believe this. So would I put Ohio State ahead of Alabama? Absolutely. Would I put Ohio State ahead of Texas? Absolutely. Because I know Texas beat Alabama, but I can't get a gauge on really how good Texas is. Oregon, on the other hand, a whole different team and different ball game. Oregon is just playing the best football next to Georgia in the country. After that, Missouri, number 9. And Missouri is just, they're a very tough team, very physical team, very tough team. And so is Penn State. A lot of people, Penn State's at number 10, and they're not giving them any credit. And I'll tell you what, Penn State lost 2 games this year, Michigan and Ohio State. That's it. Good. You know, James Franklin is not quite there at that level. But you don't fire the guy, and I would say this to Ohio State, don't, as much as I'm disappointed that we did not beat Michigan and we're 0-3 right now, and 1-3 overall, I got to tell you, sometimes some growing pains are going to happen, and we need to, he needs to make some adjustments on the coaching staff. It is time for Ryan Day to hand over the reins to Brian Hartline. No question about it. So, and time for maybe Larry Johnson to go. But now let's move on. Ole Miss. Ole Miss, again, another tough team. And Oklahoma is, again, I don't know how tough they are. Let's see what happens as far as bowl games. I think that their season is pretty much done. I believe it is Oklahoma State that is going to the Big 12. Championship, but we're going to see what happens. LSU, good football team. They've been have a little ups and downs this year, but they're hanging in there. And Louisville as well. I wasn't expecting that loss Louisville took, I have to tell you. Arizona is probably the best 3-loss team there is in the country right now. So, I mean, Arizona is just incredible. So we'll see. But I believe the Wildcats are just, they're the best 3-loss team there is. Notre Dame, very good. Iowa, extremely good. Iowa just barely squeaks by. It's like they play one level above their competition. Their defense is incredible. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this all plays out, who's going where, and I am so looking forward to it also. I mean, it's just going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, Oklahoma State, 9-3. North Carolina State's 9-3. Oregon State is 8-4, and they really play a good game. They really do. Liberty is 12-0, but can Liberty play in a big bowl with most of these teams? I don't think so. I don't think so. And I don't think Tulane can either. I mean, it's just a different element. But and James Madison is there at 11-1. They're going to go bowling. SMU, 10-2. Tennessee, 8-4. As far as 4 losses on the year, I believe that Oregon State and Tennessee are exactly where they should be. So they've had their moments, a couple of games here and there that went bad for them, but they're going to go to some good bowls. So we're going to see. We're going to see how it goes. So rounding it out again, Georgia, Michigan, Washington, Florida State, Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, Alabama, Missouri, Penn State, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, LSU, Louisville, Arizona, Notre Dame, Iowa, Tulane, Oklahoma State, North Carolina State, Oklahoma, Oregon State, Liberty, Tennessee, SMU, James Madison. That is the coaches poll. And there's only a couple of differences from that poll on over to the AP poll. And I am not seeing Tennessee in the AP poll. They're in the others receiving votes. For whatever reason, they have Toledo in there where Tennessee was at number 23. So the Toledo Rockets, and they're 11-1. So another good football team. As far as the rest of it goes, and we're going to take a look and let's see what we're going to see where they're. Oh, let's check the schedules on the last part of it here and let's see what's going to be happening. Friday, December 1st, and here's what we are. Here's what we know. New Mexico State is at Liberty, and that's at 7 o'clock. Oregon is at Washington. That's at 8 o'clock. So that's going to be a game right there. Oklahoma State is at Texas. That's at 12 o'clock, and that's Saturday. Miami of Ohio is at Toledo at the Rockets. That's at 12 o'clock. Boise State is at UNLV. That's at 3 o'clock. Georgia and Alabama, well, they're going to duke it out at 4 o'clock. SMU and Tulane are going to duke it out at 4 o'clock. Appalachian State and Troy also at 4 o'clock. Michigan at Iowa. And that one is at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. And that's at 8 o'clock. And Louisville at Florida State is at 8 o'clock. That's at Bank of America Stadium right by me in Charlotte, North Carolina. So that's going to be a good game too. So that'll be a lot of fun. But that's the ones that we got going on this weekend. And let's see where we're getting on down here. I'm curious after that exactly what's going to happen. But this is the stuff that's going to happen now that is going to affect everything. Can Oregon beat Washington, or will Washington hang on and beat Oregon? And that's going to be a tough game. What if Georgia gets upended by Alabama? What happens then? The committee's going to have their hands full. It could be a mess. They could have their hands full, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens, but it could be a mess. A lot of things could happen. But if Louisville beats Florida State, and let's say that Alabama beats Georgia and Oregon beats Washington, well, that is going to change a lot of things. That's going to change a lot of things indeed. So we're going to find out how that goes. I'm very, very interested in looking forward to seeing these games. I think it's going to be a blast. So we're going to have a lot of fun, and let's just hope we're going to see some good football, but I believe we will. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Bowl games. Let's see where we've got, and we've got a lot of stuff. This is a great site because it kind of gives you a whole thing here as far as, let's type in bowl games and see where the possible bowl games are.